Welcome, cool cats and kittens, to another episode of
Project Unreal,
right here on the Project Nerd Podcast Network. Each week we're joined by a special professional comedian guest and a rotating panel of Project Nerd personalities. And we all engage in a little long-form improv. Things stop being real and get very unreal. Can you dig it? Hey, what's going on, everybody? Q here with another amazing edition of Project Unreal. This time, I am joined by a very, very special guest, none other than Haley Zimmer herself. What's going on, Haley?
Hello. Not much. How are you?
I'm doing fantastically well. Now, you are a performer extraordinaire, and I have to ask, have you any experience in the past with improv comedy?
You know, I do, honestly. I have to improv. I have a 10-month-old, and I am damn good at mimicking Steve from Blue's Clues, sound just like him. Elmo from Sesame Street, sound just like him. Need I say more?
No, you need not say any more. I think people get the picture. When you have a 10-month-old, it's imperative that you are more than just yourself. You have to be a plethora of people.
Exactly.
And that is exactly what we do here on Project Unreal. Now, I'm going to explain the game to you that we're going to play tonight, just like I'm going to explain to all the listeners out there. This is how the show works. Very, very simple. In a few minutes, I am going to send you a character. It's going to have a name and some points about that character. Other than that, you have not seen this leading up to this point. You are also going to send me a character. I have not seen it. I am not privy to it. We'll have a few seconds to prepare mentally, and then we're going to dive right into some long-form improv. Now, the setup for tonight's game is going to be a blind date. Mm. We have really high-quality effects here on the show, as you could hear by that very realistic-sounding drum roll.
Yeah.
So I say I'm ready to dive right in. Are you ready to dive right in?
Let's go on a date.
Let's get unreal. Yo, yo, what up, girl? Are you Champagne?
Yeah. Hi, nice to meet you. Are you Romeo G?
It is Romeo G. You got to say the whole thing like it's Cher or like Christina Aguilera, but like if you only said her first name.
Oh, sure. So okay, so I refer to you as Romeo G.
Yeah, like the whole thing, just got Romeo it. G.
Cool.
I'm so excited to meet you tonight. You seem like a very lovely person. Right before I left the house, I was checking our star signs. Mm. I didn't actually know any information about you other than your name was Champagne. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of took a guess. But would you like to hear what the stars had to say about us?
Absolutely. Tell me.
Perfect. They said we were going to go through a lot of strife. Things were going to be very, very difficult at the beginning of our relationship. But then as things progress, we learn to trust and love each other. Even though at some point we're going to have a dog named Sparky, and that dog is going to get hit by a car, but he is not going to die. He's just going to lose his last left leg.
His last left leg?
Yeah. That's it. That's what it said.
What kind of sites do you look at, or do you have an app, or do you read a book?
Starmaps.com.
Oh,
that's when I check it out.
It's been around a long time.
Yeah,
more of a forum.
Yeah, it's like a Reddit. It's more like a Reddit page.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude named Charles is the moderator, and basically you just let him know your name and your other person's name, and he tells you exactly what your star signs and fortune are gonna be.
Cool.
And Charles said we're gonna have a dog named Sparky.
Dope.
So I hope you're down for that.
Yeah, I guess.
First off, I've never been to this restaurant before, so I'm very excited about it.
Me too. Yeah.
I hope you like Indian food.
Yeah, I do. I'm such a foodie. Are you?
Yeah, food is all right, except, all right, I was going to wait till later in our date to tell you about this, but I have a very severe aversion to vegetables.
An aversion?
Yeah, it's kind of like an allergy, but except I choose not to eat them.
So you don't like vegetables?
Yeah.
It's okay.
That my doctor says why that I have a very strong aversion to them.
Why are we at an Indian restaurant?
Well, I like to show girls that I'm willing to try new things, but I'm not actually going to eat any vegetables tonight on account of my aversion, but sure. I want to show you that I could.
Yeah.
Okay. And make you think that I might be interested in eating a vegetable.
Okay.
So, if I can ask, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Just jump right in there. All right. So, my name is Champagne Miller.
Oh, like of the Millers from that movie?
No.
Like the movie with Jennifer Aniston?
Nope.
Oh, different
kind. Keep
going.
Keep guessing.
Like Miller from Miller Lite?
Nope, keep guessing.
Like the beer people? Are you?
I'm the Millers.
Yeah, are you of the beer people?
Yeah, I am. Cool. Correct, exactly.
So you actually an heiress to the Miller fortune? Yes.
You believe that?
I don't know. Is that what you're telling me?
No.
Charles on Reddit did not tell me that.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not.
Okay.
But that'd be cool.
That would
no,
be cool.
No, my name is just Champagne Miller.
Cool.
But
that's a cool name. You know, if you were like of the Miller fortune, your name is Champagne, and they do have High Life, which is the champagne of beers.
Yeah, well, funny story about that, Romeo G. My parents are alcoholics. I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that... I'm sorry.
Nah, it's cool, man. They were fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, tell me more about you.
Have you ever been to Sears?
Like...
I see the pants that you're wearing, so I know you've been to Sears.
Like the store that mostly went out of business a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Yes, I have been to a Sears or two.
So, I take the portraits there.
Like portraits of people?
Yep.
Cool.
If you ever need a glam shot, that's me.
Nice.
A little bit. What would you? I would say I'm a little bit of a professional photographer. It's my first job.
Very cool. So you like cameras?
Yeah, I love cameras.
Nice.
Yeah, I love cameras.
Cool.
And I'm a little bit of an outdoorsman.
Yeah.
Not that you can tell by my name. Or
Champagne Miller.
Or how I'm dressed.
Yeah.
In these heels.
Yeah, but you are wearing heels with camo coveralls. So it does lead me to think that maybe you are a bit outdoorsy.
And you'd be correct.
Okay.
So I also, I dabble in taxidermy.
Right.
So if our dog does lose his leg.
Sparky.
If he does lose his leg, then I've got you. I will mount that for us.
Just his leg?
Why not?
Okay, that's weird. I'm into it. Champagne Miller, outdoor, not outdoor girl who's into cameras and mountain dog's legs.
Got a good memory, Romeo G.
Tell
me about you.
Appreciate it.
What's your occupation?
Well, you see, Romeo G is more like a brand, right? Like, I've spent a long time kind of cultivating myself as an online personality. So, I kind of do that for a living. But also, I'm very unemployed. So, mostly unemployment pays the bills.
Oh.
Yeah, because, you know, listen, it's not that I'm not going places. It's just that I haven't got to those places yet.
So, what kind of influencing do you do online? What's your shtick?
Well, mostly I like to tweet or Instagram DM various brands such as Levi's or L'Oreal and I tell them that I am willing to endorse their product. And that's basically how it works. And if they say okay, then I do it. But most of the time, they have not, up to this point, said okay. So I'm mostly just waiting.
Most of the time, you mean there has been one, though? Have you?
Yeah, definitely. Golden Corral Restaurants was happy for me to say that I ate there before.
Cool. That's great. Did that open any doors?
I mean, they did let me have a buffet meal for free.
Oh, you didn't get
it. But I did get that after I paid for the buffet meal that I took pictures at.
So they just let you post about them.
I guess you could say that, yeah. Got it. But like I said, Champagne, it's less about where I am and more about where I'm going. And Romeo G is going to be a really dope brand.
For what?
You know, promotion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So where do you live?
Well, right now I live at my mom's house, but it's really kind of like, I like to think of it as my house, because mostly she just hangs in her bedroom all the time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's mostly my place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How about you? Where do you live? Can I have the address?
Yeah. Right now I'm like just hanging, crashing on a friend's couch. So
cool.
I don't really have an address for you. I'm probably just going to get a friend to come pick me up. Like,
sure. Do you have a car?
You know, yeah, it's just not with me right now. Why? Do you need a ride after this?
I mean, like, if you... see, I was wondering if maybe you, like, drive Lyft or Uber or something. Because if you Romeo G would be happy to promote your brand on his social media.
No, but I would love if you could promote my photography on your brand. What would that entail?
Well, basically, you would send me pictures of the people that you take pictures of at the Sears place, and you would give me their information, and I would repost those pictures and tag them in it and say, brought to you by Romeo G.
And what do I do? Like, is that it? Like, I don't even have to do anything else. I just send you those pictures and you'll just do that?
Yeah, like, it's in my mind, that's pretty much like stepping stones, right? Like, you got to start small. So, yeah, I basically be a place where people can look at their pictures, but also through my Instagram. And I would say, brought to you by Romeo G.
And would you put, like, a watermark or... It's still my picture, though, right? Or does it become yours?
Look, I would be very careful with the pictures you send me, and I promise I would put no water anywhere near them. But actually, I meant hopefully you'd send me digital pictures, because I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to get a physical picture into the digital world. Nah, I mean.
Yeah. Cool. Well. Listen.
Yeah.
I think...
Oh, hold on. The waiter's coming. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Yeah, hi. Listen, this is our first date, right? So, I know this is an Indian place, but quick question. Do you have Miller High Life? Oh, you do? Dope. Can I get 2 Miller High Lifes for my girl, Champagne Miller? You don't know this, but she's the heiress to the Miller fortune. Yeah, your boy Romeo G struck it rich, baby! And then I will take a small Sprite. Thanks.
I'm good, thanks. So, Romeo G.
Yes. That's me, Romeo G.
When you usually, do you go on a lot of dates?
Well, you know, like I said, it's part of growing the brand of Romeo G. Like, basically, you got to get out there and let people know, like, yo, you Romeo G. Mm-hmm. So, mostly, I promote myself through apps such as Tinder or Bumble by saying, yo, I'm Romeo G. Mm-hmm. You may have seen me. Mm-hmm. I have promoted Golden Corral. We could hang out.
Yeah, that's how we met. Yeah.
I could help you.
I remember.
Yeah, that's what my profile says.
I know. So when you usually go on dates, do you Do you usually pay, or do you usually do the Dutch thing?
No, I am actually not Dutch by origin. My family is from Russia and also Ireland.
All right. So, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And you,
order more food?
Yeah. Order me all the vegetables.
Yes.
And we're gonna try it together when I get back.
Okay, I'll tell you I will, but I probably will not.
Okay, I'm gonna be back, but I probably will not.
No, you're coming back. This is a day with Romeo G. Come on.
No, I know, you're right. I just gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
All right. Hey, what's up? Yo, you recognize me from my Golden Corral ad? Yes, me is Oh, I'm sorry, sir. No, I didn't mean to interrupt your dinner. No, it's fine. I thought your lovely wife recognized me from Golden Corral ad, but nah, she didn't. Hey, but if you ever need any sort of promotion, you let me know, Romeo G. I got you. No, I'm not here by myself. I'm waiting on my date to come back. She just went to the bathroom. No, I know, it was like 15 minutes, but maybe she had to go number two, I don't know. Waiter, listen, I don't know how to tell you this. I think my date may have died in your bathroom, but I will tell you, I don't have money to pay for the two Miller High Lifes that I ordered for her or the small Sprite, but yo, I am Romeo G and I am happy to promote your place. Hey! Hey, no, put me down! Okay! Dude, that was brutal. I can only imagine, as a female, you have had to have been on a date similar to Romeo G.
Oh my gosh. I feel like that may be why I turned so, oh my gosh, I can't even be a character right now. This guy, I have went on a date before. I have to like check all these boxes. Okay, who's paying? Do you drive? I've got
to
No,
I won't give you my
address.
No,
I'm staying with a friend. Do not even ask.
That was hilarious. You did turn on the like
I did.
Female defenses.
That like, is exactly what happened.
But I think I take that as a huge compliment. You just said that I became that character so yes. deeply that you believed I was an actual creep.
Dude, when you said, is your name Miller from We Are the Millers, you really embodied that guy that couldn't read regrets or spell it.
No regrets.
That was Romeo G, and that is exactly who I had in mind. So thanks for really taking it and running with
it. Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on this episode. It was a ton of fun. Now, where can people find more about you?
Yeah, well, honestly, I've kind of taken a little bit of a step back from music. I do have some of my music still on the interwebs. Check out soundcloud.com, Haley Zimmer, Zimmerer. No, my parents did not have a stutter. That's just how it was spelled, fellows. And you can check out my two singles, Highway 14 and Pin Up from the Boondocks.
Do it. Go check it out, everybody. Give it a listen. Tell us what you think on Project Nerd. Should we have Haley back? I think absolutely yes. Thank you so much for getting very unreal with us on Project Unreal. And as always, listeners, until next time, keep it real.